Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it was a busy weekend. My life is busy, but, and Mark always says, yes, it's by your choice. And I suppose so. I had a haircut on Saturday, and I am contemplating doing the whole, I know Scotty called in and said, do the bloody hair transplant or whatever. I am considering it, but there are a lot of moving pieces there because you have to, I think they have to shave your head. And I think there are a lot of people in my life that don't know that I wear a hair system. And so, you know, one day I walk in and I'm full head of hair. And the next day I walk in and I'm shaved head with a scar. Multiple scars where I've had this surgery. I don't know. It's an embarrassing thing to talk about. Like church, for instance. I'm going to say, oh, I can't come to church for a month. Why? Because I'm having a hair transplant. I mean, I don't know. I try to be really open and honest with everyone on this show because I think it should be something that, you know, is destigmatized. But I don't know. So I you know, talk to them on the weekend, and I'm going to set up a consultation with the actual surgeon, or, you know, the actual, they do the hair transplants in a different part of the building and they're not there on the weekends. So I'm going to have to schedule a consultation to talk to them, see what it would cost, what the steps would be, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I looked at that and pretty much, I mean, I was just, oh, there was drama. There was so much drama. I'm going to talk about it on Throwing Down, though, because, or Mix Minus, I don't know, one of the two. But there was drama. But so I did that all day, and I got home, and Mark and I got food, and then my parents had gone out of town. And so we keep their dog, but not only do we keep their dog, Shane, for those of you who want to know his name. Usually though, rather than us dropping them off at the airport, because a lot of times they leave early in the morning, and in this case, I wouldn't have been able to drop them off anyway. Neither one of us would, because Mark had a haircut at his stylist, and I had to leave at like 8 a.m. to go to mine. So neither one of us would have been able to drop them at the airport. But generally speaking, they will drive themselves to the airport, and then they'll park in the parking garage, and then, but they don't want to pay for parking all week. So we will go and pick up their vehicle. Well, I was going to be so busy on Sunday that, and Mark and I both were going to be so busy on Sunday that we just were not going to have time. So I didn't get home until about 9 p.m. Saturday evening. So we went to the airport, which is about 20 minutes away from where we live. And we picked up their car, and then we took their car to their house. So we took two vehicles. I mean, Mark followed me, et cetera. We went to their house. Then I got back in his vehicle. Well, they text messaged and said, hey, your mom forgot her phone. Now, I could be upset about this, but I am the same type of person. I am so forgetful. The drama that happened on Saturday was I forgot my wallet, and I was 2 hours away from home before I realized that I had forgotten my wallet. And that's a pain in the butt, let me tell you. So I couldn't be mad at my mom. Now, this is the second time she's forgotten her phone. The last trip they went on, she forgot her phone. And so they said, oh, when you pick up the car, would you look and see if the phone is in the car? So I looked, and yes, the phone was in the car. And so then the next thing, and I knew this was coming, the next thing was, oh, would you mind mailing it? And it is not cheap. The last time they went on a trip, I also mailed her phone. And they wanted it as quick as possible, so it was around $100 to mail it. Same thing. I looked it up that, you know, this one was going to be around $100. I'm like, sure, sure, I'll mail it. You know, no problem. So anyway, but we picked up, you know, so I got the phone, brought it home, and then we picked up food on the way home because neither one of us had had dinner. And so, and I started Weight Watchers again today. I've only had 4 points so far. And anyway, so that was kind of our Saturday. And then, you know, now Shane is with us, so we're taking care of Shane. On Sunday, there was so much. I had to mow. Now, Mark was so sweet. He mowed the backyard for me on Saturday, which is the largest part. It takes me about 2 hours to mow. And that includes weed eating and edging and all that, although sometimes it's around 2.5 hours. The backyard is probably 4 times the size of the front yard. So, and he mowed the backyard for me. So that was so sweet. He said, you can do the front. That's the least you could do. But anyway, so I had church on Sunday morning, and then we do a restaurant every week. So, and then I had the stereo installation for my car. And I needed to mow, and we had to grocery shop. And I also needed to watch a bunch of Big Brother episodes because we have But First tonight. So I had so much on my list, so much. So I did church, came home. We went to eat in Fayetteville, which is about 20 minutes away, but that's where my stereo was being installed. So we dropped the car at the place to get the stereo installed. And the guy said, oh man, I'm 2 cars behind. Yada, yada, yada. And I said, well, you know, it's fine. Just let me know. We'll, you know, just let me know when you're done. And I thought it would take an hour or two, but it sounded like it was going to take at least until closing time. So we went and ate at a little diner and that we haven't been to before. And I had eggs and hash browns and, chicken fried steak and a biscuit. I ordered an extra biscuit because I love biscuits, and I did not realize this biscuit was going to be the size of your head. This was the largest biscuit I think I've ever seen in my life. I could not eat the second biscuit. I felt bad. She kind of looked at me weird when I ordered, and I said, can I get an extra biscuit? And she's like, sure. I should have taken that as a warning. It was the largest. I'm not even kidding. This was the largest biscuit I've ever seen in my life. So then we came home, and it was also community day for Pokemon. So we were playing Pokemon, and anyway, so we did that for a little while, and then I had to mow, and then, you know, at some point during that, we were watching Big Brother as well, and then I also had to go grocery shopping. So we went grocery shopping. And that was pretty much the day. We grocery shopped, came home, and we finished watching Big Brother. I feel like we picked up food because I was like, I'm starting Weight Watchers on Monday, so I don't want to cook tonight. And so we picked up something. I don't even remember what it was. We picked up something though. And, that was it. And then today, I have had to go and pick up my car because the stereo was done today, but we'll get into that tomorrow. Let's listen to one entry into our contest. I assume it's an entry, but you know, we will see. Let's find that. Here we go.
But I'll keep a list.
Madam.
You can have multiple entries if you want.
Thank you. Multiple entries. It's Scotty Rossi Butler. My next entry for your competition is, why don't you call it the Fish Factory? Because we all know that you hate fish and you don't like seafood because it's not healthy and because you can't get American fast food as seafood. So the Fish Factory, how about that? No one will ever work out where you really work with that title. That's my entry, Scotty. Thank you. Goodbye.
Is it just me, or does Scotty want to have something in the background that is so distracting? Why do you have to play my podcast in the background while you're calling me now? Like, what's up with that? That is the most irritating thing. I shouldn't say that, because I know you're trying to be irritating. It worked. It is so irritating. I'm almost not going to enter you into the contest, because you're just so irritating when you call. I'd rather have birds in the background. It's hard to listen to you and me talk at the same time. Well, anyway, we'll see if you get entered into the contest, but thank you so much for your call. Fish Factory, I believe, is what you said. And we'll see. We'll see if you get entered. But as always, appreciate your call. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.